Declan, another disappointing day at the office.
Listen, it's disappointing in terms of the result, but again, the lads put in a big shift. Disappointing again that we didn't get something out of it. But listen, as I say, experience and lack of experience probably.
Is that just what's missing at the moment?
It has to be. I mean, in terms of trying to see games out and trying just to conjure even a score near the end. And we had a lot of play in that second half, and we knew Galway were going to come and be very difficult to break down, and played a lot of the game with 13 behind the ball. But listen, we knew that, and we just, you know, we probably didn't ask enough questions of them. And but at this point, we didn't pick up some of the things we definitely deserved, no more than last week, to pick up a few points. But listen, it's a tough division to be in, and you know, it's a hard learning curve for a lot of these young lads coming in.
Yeah, it took you a while to settle into the game in the first half, so it did.
Yeah, listen, it did. And I mean, as I say, probably a lot of these lads, you know, coming on playing, I mean, this is their first season at it, a lot of them, four or five of them lads only started last week in Killarney. Listen, they're learning, and you know, we're looking at the positives from it, and there's plenty of positives to take from it. I mean, if you look at that Galway side, I mean, beat Donegal in the last time we played, about 14-15 or whatever it was, but I mean, it was very competitive there. They felt, you know, nip and tuck, and you know, at the end of the day, thought probably in the second half we definitely deserved to get something out of it, but wasn't to be, you know.
Yep, you just went, what, 12-11 up, a point ahead in the second half, because you've got that good start to the latter half. Are you disappointed you didn't kick on from there then, because you were controlling it at that stage?
Listen, you're always disappointed that you don't kick on and tag on a few scores. We didn't do that, and that probably was disappointing. But listen, you can't fault the lads again for effort and commitment, and you know, to give it everything. And I mean, we have an awful lot of lads that still to come back into that setup, and a lot of experienced players that you really need on the pitch, especially in the latter stage of a match to get there where you want to, you know, where you're looking for a score, or where you want to see a game out.
Patrick McBurney played another big role today, like what he did last week. Is it a wee bit of worry there that maybe we're getting maybe too over reliant on Patrick at the minute?
Listen, no, Patrick's playing well, and you know, I mean, it's up to the rest of the lads to get up there. And as I say, we do have still an awful lot of options to come in, and some of the lads it didn't happen for them today, and you know, but at the same time, they did put in big shifts and they all worked extremely hard. But the disappointing thing is we didn't get it. Yeah. But listen, you're up against a very seasoned and a very experienced Galway side, and as I say, we asked them plenty of questions, but disappointed that we just didn't get over the line today. Yeah.
On a few occasions today during that game, we were punished when we were turned over and mistakes were made.
Yeah, listen, you're always going to be punished when you turn over. Yeah. And that's the nature of the game, and you know, we probably just need to be smarter at times. But listen, that'll come through experience, it'll come, you know, learning. And as I say, that's a hard way to learn, you know, out in that park, and not getting anything out of it there today in a match that you felt the second half that, you know, we never had total control, but you felt you were taking control, but we just couldn't get the scores on the board.
Yeah, what's the dressing room like in there at the moment? Because that's now two defeats on the bounce, and games that you felt you should have got something out of it.
There's no, absolutely. I mean, the lads are positive in terms of, you know, we're not that far away. I mean, as I say, we've ending up to 9 or 10 lads to come into that group, so we're not making. I mean, at the end of the day, I've said it and I keep repeating myself, the league, this is going to be a learning ground for a lot of these players, and we wanted to be competitive. Yeah, we are competitive, we wanted to win games, but at the minute it's just difficult, and you know, it's a game no more than last week. We probably deserved to get something out of it, but we didn't get it.
Can you be competitive against Dublin next week in Croke Park?
Listen, we sit down, we go through that. Listen, Dublin the best side in the country, so we just have to go and get ready for that. Again, we will be travelling with an inexperienced side of Dublin. But listen, we're better to learn than in Croke Park.